Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 4, we were talking about areas where liberals either change words to please the world or say that they have liberty to do what they want to do. Let's start the week with that thought. The devil will use the philosophy in conjunction with the scriptures to wrest the scriptures to the destruction of the Christian testimony. That's why I emphasize reading the Bible through each year, meditating upon it. Let it govern your thinking by the Holy Spirit teaching it to you. I find it interesting. There's nothing wrong with the terminology. People, instead of giving a visitor's card, what do we give them now to come to church? A connection card. We want to make a connection with you. And we like to use the word connection. Oh, it's so personal and loving. Listen, friend, a visitor card is a visitor card. Now, we say in our bulletin, every visitor is an honored guest. Now, if they're not saved and they refuse to be saved, do we have a connection? Do we have a spirit connection? No, we don't. They're a visitor that we're trying to bring to Christ. So, again, even though that's a term that I don't get upset about whether somebody used it or not, it's just the only thing that bothers me about it is that it's a marketing scheme that's depending on using these words to get them in instead of the Holy Spirit of God to work in their heart through the preaching of the word. Now, let's look at some thoughts here. The Christian, first, is as we look at the Christian, do you see the deception of the devil? Often using scripture in part to do so. Or misusing the scripture. For example, the Bible speaks of the attire of a harlot. It says that in Proverbs. So we say, well, is it a New Testament era today? So we have liberty for women to dress like a harlot in a very seductive manner and even come to church that way. And it's good for parents, dads, to allow their little daughters to dress that way. You say, preacher, no. Hey, but it goes on, doesn't it? And by the way, it is still the attire of a harlot. Now, ladies, I've said this on my broadcast. I've said this in my church. I will not back down from it, so don't write me about this. But let me say this. If you're wearing a top so low that it shows even one millionth of an inch of what only your husband is to see, it is too low. If your dress length is at a point where it attracts men's eyes, they're hoping that you sit just right for them to see something, that skirt's wrong. It should be long enough that there's no danger of, no matter how you sit, of them seeing things that only your husband is to see. No apology is coming. Don't ask for it. Now, you believe that that's all right? If so, you have been deceived by one of Satan's cohorts who parades as an angel of light. Who said, oh, I see nothing wrong with that. What about standards on movies, church attendance, drinking, and moving in and living together? What they call gay marriage or sodomite marriage is what I call it. because the Bible uses the word sodomite, so I guess the Bible's got it right more so than man does. I have a hard time calling something gay that a lot of them committed suicide with. But the culture determines their belief system of someone who's speaking of liberty. Well, look, obviously you don't have liberty from the culture because it's so influenced you and continues to do so. You've simply been duped. You have been duped greatly by the culture. You really think rock and roll is right in the church? Well, if you got good words, the sound doesn't matter. The sound is not moral, it's amoral. Why did the person then that coined the term rock and roll use it for music having a sexual connotation in the 1950s when some of the music sung did not use sexual words or even make sexual implications? You see, the changed Bible versions and the disrespect for his day and house, that is not a matter of liberty. And you think that that's all right? Go on down to Disney World and play all day instead of being in church. Go to the beach instead of having your family in church. Let's go hunting today or go fishing or whatever instead of being in church. You don't know the Spirit of God in you. If you're saved, you're unable to identify the evil because the deceiver has taken you from the truth as you have thought to justify things that you simply know are wrong. So I ask you, are you sure if you died today that you would go to heaven? Are you sure that heaven's your home? The Bible tells us in Luke 13:3, Jesus said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. It says that Luke 13:3 in the exact same words in Luke 13:5 by Jesus. John 14:6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no man comes unto the Father but by me. In Acts 4:12, he says somewhat the same thing when he says there, when speaking of Jesus, he says, there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Now, some say only certain people can get saved. God elected only them to get saved. Others he elected just to go ahead and go to hell. Baloney. 2 Peter 3:9 says that the Lord is not slack concerning his promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 1 Timothy 2:3-4, he says, God would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Revelation 22:17, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. John 3:16, Jesus said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't believe the writing of men who use the Bible only in part. Believe the Bible in its entirety. For an example, just does it say, well, some are predestined to heaven? Some are predestined to go to hell. How many times does the word whosoever have to appear in the Bible for it to be right? 1 John 2:2 says this, and he is the propitiation, that is the entire payment. Entire payment for what? He is the entire payment. He is the propitiation for our sin. But listen, the verse didn't stop there. For he is the propitiation for our sin, and not for our sins only, but also for the sins of the whole world. The Spirit of God breathed those words to the Apostle John, who wrote them down. You see, the blood of Jesus and its power is not limited. It was shed for the whole world. And so, my friend, that's why we should be telling it to the whole world. don't believe the lie of those that say, well, some are just already elected to go to hell, and some are elected to go to heaven. Those are elected to go to heaven, going to go to heaven anyway. Those are elected to go to hell, going to go to hell anyway, no matter what. You see, they try to make excuses, but let me just tell you this. They aren't the ones that determine truth. The Word of God does. And so, the Bible still says, now is accepted the time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Now let's look at this text verse, verse 1 again, 1 John chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out to the world. The devil will try to use philosophy with Scripture in order to wrest the Scriptures. That is to snatch them from the understanding of your inner man, that he might deceive and warp your faith. He wants to render each of us ineffective for Jesus Christ, as well as to bring disgrace to grace, as well as disgrace to the name of Jesus Christ. We see much today from new evangelicalism and religious psychology, of which Satan, whom the Word calls the prince and power of the air, the Bible named him that. He seeks to ingrain the culture over which he is the prince and power into our faith, into our thoughts, and any aspect that will make us unholy in God's sight and service. In the temptation of Jesus Christ, we've already mentioned in the wilderness, Satan tried to get him to do that which is fleshly. But Jesus made it about God's honor, God's holiness, God's purity, God's righteousness. Mark this down. The Holy Spirit makes it all about the Scriptures as the final authority. False spirits make it about the authors, the culture, the feeling. Let me repeat that. I want you to get that. This is very important. If you didn't get anything else out of verse 1, get this. Again, mark it down. Write this out. The Holy Spirit makes it all about the Scriptures as final authority. False spirits make it about authors, about the culture, and about feelings. Now, men of God ought to preach and teach the Scriptures, but not to satisfy and magnify their own flesh.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for